morning. You're listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rosemary Bao. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 17th, 2025. And here are the headlines to start your day. Kicking off with Northwestern stories, the Department of Energy is threatening to end off Northwestern's research funding unless it accepts a reduced indirect cost rate of 15% by May 14th. Northwestern's currently receiving around 60% to cover labs, utilities, and other expenses. According to the Daily Northwestern, in an email to Fokati, Northwestern's Vice President for Research warned that this move could threaten the future of federal funded research. In Illinois, lawmakers and healthy advocates are pushing to protect what is known as the federal 340B drug pricing program amid Medicaid cuts from Washington. The program requires drug companies to offer discounts to clinics that serve low-income patients. A new state bill could block pharmaceutical companies from limiting those discounts through contract pharmacies. Supporters say restrictions have cost health centers millions, forcing layoffs and reduced services. Moving on to national news, Kansas health officials have confirmed 5 new measles cases in the southwest corner of the state. The multi-state outbreak has pushed U.S. cases over 700 this year, which is more than double last year's total. Most cases are in West Texas, where 2 unvaccinated children have died. An adult in New Mexico has also died from a measles-related illness. Other states with active outbreaks include Indiana, Ohio, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Health officials warn the virus is likely to keep spreading in under-vaccinated communities. In other news, yesterday, the Associated Press reported that the Trump administration is planning to end the Internal Revenue Service Direct File Program, a free online tax filing tool created under President Biden. The decision comes as part of Elon Musk's push to slim down the federal government through his Department of Government Efficiency. The direct file system has been praised for being simple, free, and user-friendly, but faces criticism from private tax companies and Republicans who call it costly and unnecessary. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rosemary Bao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.